This is the Monolith Money Show podcast with Jeff Mitchell and Camille Butterfield of Monolith Financial Group. If you have questions about anything you hear on the podcast, go to their website at monolithfinancial.com. When it comes to the things that you wish you had a do-over for in life, do any of them have to do with the decisions you've made about your money? And on our show, we're going to be talking about regrets, specifically financial regrets that many of Americans share. We are so happy that you joined us today. Jeff and Camille are going to take us through the results of a new survey outlining regrets that majority of Americans feel about their money in retirement and how you can get ahead of that. So let's start with the phone number that you'll need for today's show, 916-884-2584. That is the number to use. That's the way to reach us. You may call that number to get on the calendar with Jeff and Camille. You could also text the word visit to that same number. You could also text the word book and get Camille's new book, Countdown to Retirement, A Fresh Perspective on Retirement Planning. So that number again, 916-884-2584. Remember, everything is complimentary. MonolithFinancial.com, that's the website. And I am so excited to get started here. Hello to you both, Camille and Jeff.
Well, hello. And what I'm excited about is we get to take those regrets and turn them into great new ideas. So it's really taking advantage of a disadvantage.
Love it. So true.
Jeff, you took the words right out of my mouth. Yeah, it's not necessarily about the regrets. It's how do you change those regrets into a positive? We truly believe in taking what you've done and just showing you ways in which you can improve it so you can potentially have a much more comfortable, confident retirement plan. And that's what we do here at Monolith, and especially with our proprietary process, the Dream Retirement Process, to make sure that all of the puzzle pieces in your retirement fit together to create that comfortable and confident plan that you can count on.
Love it. Okay, so let's get into this. These are the results of a new survey. Tell us what was found in this survey, financial regrets that we Americans share.
Yes. So this survey was done by Bankrate, and the first part was really staggering because 77% of people actually have a financial regret.
My goodness. That's a lot.
Yes, that is a lot. I mean, 77% or 4 out of 5 Americans.
Wow.
I mean, that's crazy. So number one, you're not alone if you have a regret. So here's the positive spin on it, right?
Yeah.
But getting down to some of the key regrets that people have, I'll start at the first one is 22% of people regret not saving for retirement early enough. This was actually the number one regret mentioned. That's also something, you know, we hear a lot of people say is, oh, did I save enough? I'm not really sure. That's where a lot of anxiety can come up. And that's why we always say, you know, it's really important to start having a plan. And there isn't really too young of an age to start doing that. Number 18 was regret for not saving enough for emergency expenses. That one I can definitely see, because when life happens, all of a sudden you're given a big bill. In our area, we saw a lot of people who needed to all of a sudden purchase a new air conditioning unit or something like that because they were having issues. So, or the fences got blown down in our area. And so that was some hefty expenses people saw. And then number 14 was regret on taking on too much credit card debt. I see this a lot all the time. And so we always say it's important to understand what living in your means means. And that's why a lot of times when we start the financial planning in our dream retirement process, we are asking people, how much income do you need in retirement? And that actually starts with building that budget. Because without that budget, it's really hard to guesstimate. And people are typically surprised on where they're spending their money when they start adding things up, like Amazon purchases. So
so true. Now, when Bobby and I were raising the kids, and we were probably,
You know, we were both working full time. We were not saving anything. Amazon did not exist. So I don't know where our money was going, but we were not. Yeah, it was on kids, their sports, you know. And yeah, so we were those people who regretted, you know, we were approaching 60 going, you know, we've not saved enough. So we've worked really, really hard ourselves trying to pay off our debt. We downsized our house and all that. So we're in better shape. But kind of walk us through why you think so many people have regrets going into retirement. Is it because of people like us?
Well, you know, I'm going to say retirement has also changed a lot throughout the years. I was actually at a live event speaking to women directly, and I was explaining, you know, when like Jeff, Luann, your parents retired, pensions and Social Security took up most of their income, mm-hmm. and that was enough to support them.
Yeah.
And then with a little bit of saved money was kind of all they needed. Well, that kind of triangle, as far as, you know, what's needed, has kind of flipped, where as Americans today, we're having to rely more on saving for ourselves because there aren't really a lot of pensions. Social Security only covers, for most Americans, about a third mm-hmm. of the total income needed. And that's why there's a lot of laws that have been passed to not only encourage, but in some cases force people to save for retirement. So that, I think, is one of the biggest things where people just, they hadn't really saved or they hadn't come up with a plan to. I think it's kind of a three-tier. That's why a lot of people had those problems, is retirement is changed a lot. They haven't saved, or they didn't really have a plan going into retirement. So if you fall into one of those three categories, or you're just going, hey, Camille, Jeff, I really want to know, am I on the right track? Maybe you have a plan, no plan, or you're curious if you saved enough. Give us a call, 916-884-2584, and we'll walk you through our dream retirement process. What DREAM stands for is D is for designing retirement income. R is for risk management, making sure that the risk is appropriate that you are taking. Then E is for efficient tax planning. A is for addressing healthcare. And then M is for a meaningful legacy plan, whether that is for family members or to pass on a legacy to charities or organizations. So let us help you build your dream retirement by calling 916-884-2584 or text the word VISIT to 916-884-2584.
So, all right, we're looking at this study about retirees and their regrets. And of those who say that they do have financial regrets, are they at least making progress towards maybe undoing those errors?
So some are, but unfortunately, almost half aren't. Sometimes we like to keep blinders on, I'm just going to say, you know, it's just like, I know I did something, but I just don't want to have that in front of my face, kind of a magnifying glass on it. So with that being said, about 40% of people who have a financial regret have not made any progress on it in the last 12 months.
Oh my.
I mean, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
When you have a regret, you tend to want to fix it. But 44% say they have made some progress in the last year, and only 16% say that they have made significant progress in that time. So that's definitely enlightening and going, okay, let's flip those numbers, all right?
Right, exactly. So then, Jeff, why, in your opinion, aren't people making more progress on these issues they're regretting?
Well, you know, we haven't really got down to what is it that they're regretting. You know, is it they haven't saved enough? It kind of sounds like that. Have they not saved enough?
Mm.
Or are they not healthy enough? Mm-hmm. Right? So did they not get in as good health as they could going into retirement? So now you can enjoy retirement. Do they regret that they didn't travel a lot? Well, that's what retirement is for, is to go do all those fun things that you wanted. We get clients in our office all the time, and they think sometimes, or they say, we regret we may have not saved enough. But then once we put together a plan for them, they can actually see it clear and go, wow, we did all right. We saved enough money. And guess what? Now we have a spending plan. We can start spending all this money we saved and start using our Social Security, start using it. And that's something that we look at is when's the best time to do that. We also look at, do we spend from your retirement accounts? Have you accumulated properties? Is it time to start selling some of those properties so you can go fly around and see your grandchildren and take them great places? So it's really about the regrets are kind of things that we're like, okay, let's make that part of your dream retirement plan. And that's what gets people so excited to know that, hey, we've done well and we're going to do well the rest of our life because now we have a plan and we have people behind us helping us execute that plan. It's really about sitting down and knowing that you have now a great path to enjoy your retirement.
So let's turn those regrets into a positive and get you on track so that you can live your best dream retirement. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call 916-884-2584, and you can schedule a 15-minute retirement ready phone call with us, or you can text the word visit, get on our calendar, and we can help build that personalized retirement dream plan for you. 916-884-2584.
Hi, I'm Lou Anne Fulmer here with Jeff and Camille of Monolith Financial Group. We thank you so much for joining our show today. Now, we're going to get to some retiree questions right now. Not mailbag, though. These are really going to be more like, you know, just retirement concerns. And then I'm going to get to a lightning round of think fast questions for you guys, okay? So this is going to be kind of a little bit different segment, but we'll have a lot of fun. Great information here. Okay, Camille, I'm going to go to you first with this first question. How do I figure out how much I'll have to pay in taxes in retirement?
Well, the first thing you need to do is understand what of your total retirement savings is taxable and how much of it is potentially taxable. And then look and see, okay, where am I in the current tax bracket? What am I potentially going to be getting in Social Security? What do I need in order to continue living my lifestyle in retirement? So there's a lot of those different factors. But you know what? The easiest way to kind of help figure out what taxes you may have to pay or how you can potentially reduce the taxes in retirement is by giving us a call and saying, hey, Camille, I need help on building my own dream retirement plan, and I'm really worried about efficient tax planning. How can you help us? Let's look at that strategic Roth integration and find out how we can pay less to the IRS overall. Now, we're not CPAs, but we've got some great technology, and we do talk to your CPAs and say, hey, this is our analysis. What do you think? So it's a great way, but you got to ask for it and you got to be willing to share some information, but we can help you figure that out and understand how to potentially lessen your tax burden over your lifetime.
If you have questions about anything, any of these questions that we're posing right now, you can get answers by just calling 916-884-2584. You may call that number. If you're a texter, you can even text the word visit. Okay, text the word visit. And then, okay, here's another question for you, Jeff. Someone comes in, how do I know if I've saved enough to retire?
That's a common question. So I don't know anybody that doesn't ask that question to themselves, mm-hmm. let alone talk to their advisor about, did I save enough? It starts with how much you're going to spend. Right? So that's what we really look at is we have them do a budget worksheet. It's not to keep you on budget, but it's for us to get an idea of how much you're spending. And we want to put all the fun stuff in it. So the dream retirement, we want to put in those trips that you want to do. We want to put in if you want a house on the beach or something like that. All your dreams and desires that you want in your retirement plan, we want to put that in a budget for you, and then turn around and say, okay, where is your income coming from? And here's one a lot of people forget. They forget that even if a spouse hasn't worked, they can get Social Security also. So we look at, do you have pensions coming in? Where are those pensions coming from? Do you have Social Security coming in? What's the optimum, right? Not let's try and get the most money, but let's get the optimal amount out of Social Security. And let's take a look at when you and your spouse really should turn that Social Security on. Here's one. I just was thinking, if you're not going to be paying taxes for the next 4 years on Social Security, then why wouldn't you turn on Social Security? It'd be a great time to do it. So those are the things that we look at for your retirement. Are you getting income from a home? Recently just talked with a client and they have a duplex. And the money that they're getting from the duplex was not that much. And the headaches that they were getting from the duplex and the people moving in and out and then having to paint it and having to fix it. Oh, and then by the way, the property taxes. Oh, and by the way, has anybody taken a look at what's happening to your homeowner's insurance and all these different costs? And it's like, oh my gosh, how can I sell this? Because now's a pretty good time, I believe, to sell your real estate. Take a look at it and say, how tax efficient can I do it by selling it, right? That's something that you can plan. And then let's take that money and reinvest it so that we get income that we can't ever outlive. Give us a call. We're here to help you. But it takes that, how long does it take you to dial 916-884-2584? It doesn't take very long. And honestly, we'll sit there and talk to you on the phone for 15, 20 minutes just to see if we're a good fit and answer questions that you might have. We get a lot of people that have a quick question and they call us 916-884-2584. And we're able to answer that question. And then all of a sudden they're like, oh, but that question leads to another question. You know, we should probably come see you. So give us a call and we'll get started with your dream plan. 916-884-2584.
You covered great content right there about just things that people think about before they can retire. Am I ready to retire? Here's another question a lot of people ask Camille. What do I do with my 401k after I retire? Because nobody teaches us that.
Yeah, so after you retire with your 401k, you know, we typically say look at your options and see if it makes sense to move your 401k into like a traditional IRA or a rollover IRA. Because once you've retired from the company, you can typically now move those funds. The benefit to moving those funds is you have a lot more options of what you can do and invest with those monies. You know, with 401k plans, the employer-sponsored plans, you're limited in such a way where you don't have all the options out there available to you. You can also look at starting to do those Roth conversions as well. And so now you're in more control of your account and it's a little bit more easily accessible to you. But I'm also going to give people that are listening a little clue. There is a special age 59 and a half where if your plan permits, you can do what's called an in-service rollover. You don't have to wait till retire to move some of those funds out of your 401k and into your control. So if that's something you would like to explore, we're here to help you with that. We help our clients do that all the time. But you got to give us a call, 916-884-2584.
Okay, so guys, we are going to do a lightning round right now. Take a couple of minutes. I always love doing this just to let our audience get to know you guys, you financial advisors that we hear on the radio every single weekend, and get to know you a little bit better, okay? So I'm going to ask you not retirement questions, but just kind of personal questions, okay?
All right.
Okay, so it's a lightning round. So I'm going to go, I want your answers quick, okay? I'm going to ask you quick. You answer quick. Both of you answer, though, okay? But not at the same time.
Okay.
I'll let Camille go first.
Okay, Camille will always go first. All right, here we go. Ladies first. Here we go. Favorite TV show?
I don't have one.
Oh, Jeff, what about you? What's your favorite TV show?
Well, when I was a kid, I loved Leave It to Beaver. Yeah. But if you look at it today, there's so many different series that come on. One after the other, it's amazing. And so I've enjoyed probably 10 different series in just the last 3 months.
Oh my gosh, yes. All those shows that stream on those different apps. Okay.
Yep. I don't have one.
Okay, next question. Favorite color, Camille?
Purple. Always have, always will be.
Jeff?
I could have told you that. Blue.
Oh, okay. So next question. Color you wear the most?
Black.
Hmm.
I'm not depressed, guys.
Yeah.
Just a good slimming color, all right?
Yes, yes. I love what? Jeff?
Blue.
Of course. It goes great with your blue eyes, right?
Exactly, exactly.
How many pets do you have, Camille?
Technically two, but we have kind of an adopted cat that we feed outdoors. Oh. So kind of three.
Okay. Jeff?
So we have a cat, a dog, and we're getting another dog. We're getting a Weimaraner. Oh. So we're going to have three dogs and a cat.
Wow. Full household. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Next question. Camille, what's your go-to late night snack?
I really like grapes. They're crunchy and watery and a little bit sweet.
Ooh. Jeff?
I love taking a tortilla and putting butter on it.
I love that.
Okay. So I love that.
Next question. First job, Camille.
A sales associate at Old Navy.
Jeff.
Paper route. So I was a paper boy.
I remember that story. And final question, because we're out of time. Advice, financial advice you would hope to give your kids or grandkids, Camille?
Is to not spend more than you make.
Okay. Jeff.
It's really about save to spend, but enjoy spending.
Okay, I love it. Okay, guys, that was fun. Fun little insights there. But thank you. That's all the time we have for our show. Always appreciate you guys every weekend.
Well, I appreciate you guys, and I really appreciate everyone listening. And don't forget to give us a call at 916-884-2584 so that we can help you dream big, live confidently. And of course, you can text the word book to 916-884-2584 and get a free digital download of my book, Countdown to Retirement. Until next time, thanks for listening.
This has been the Monolith Money Show podcast. You can hear the complete edition of the Monolith Money Show every Saturday. And to find out more about the team, visit their website anytime at monolithfinancial.com.
Investment advisory products and services made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated. Monolith Financial Group Incorporated is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. AEWM does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Monolith Financial Group Incorporated are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This podcast is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Monolith Financial Group Incorporated is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. The firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Monolith Financial Group Incorporated.